Monique. Hey, Monique. Good morning. Sorry I missed you when you came by the studios. I was on vacation, but I heard you. Goodness. I heard you had a good time.
Yeah, that's the high priestess right there,
Tom, we had so much fun in there, baby. I want to thank the team. And Sybil, she was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Monique. We had so much fun with you.
That's the high priestess of cussing right there, player. That is the high priestess of cussing
and
right there.
And she's raising good cussers,
yeah,
too,
she's
Tom.
She's raising good cussers, man. She's keeping
Listen,
it going,
Jay,
man.
So I had a show this weekend, right? This past weekend. And this was this sister tweeted, but these things didn't seem to go together for me. She tweeted, beautiful, humble, and vulgar. I'm like, vulgar just don't fit. It just don't fit with beautiful and humble, sis. I'm like,
and vulgar.
And vulgar.
And vulgar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Monique, were you always a curser? Did you come from a long line of cursers? Your family, your mom, dad, they curses?
Jay, I've been cussing. See, I think people thought that when I got into the business, it's when I start cussing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been cussing, Jay, since I was 7.
Whoa.
Okay?
Whoa.
I've been cussing. I come from a line of dynamic cussers.
Dynamic cussers.
They were dynamic, Sybil. Like the cussers in my family, oh, they were so wonderful. My Uncle Whip, rest his soul, baby.
Uh-huh.
When I tell you when him, my Uncle Whip and my Uncle Tina would get together, oh, it was like they were singing songs. They were so good at cussing. Every word.
Songs.
And I'm like, how did you put that in a sentence?
Uh-huh.
Like, how did you put that in a sentence? The combinations were beautiful.
You learn from the best, huh?
From the best. From the best. So, I mean, cussing is I think it's genetic.
Uh-huh.
I think that I think that even back in the days of when before we came over here on the ships, when we were over there at home, I think that my great baby, she was one of them fabulous cussers. She would have them under the tree telling them the African stories, and mixed in, they would say, what did she just say? That's what she said. Y'all heard her right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just keeping up the tradition, Jay. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, and vulgar. I love it.
Blackbird is...
And vulgar.
Blackbird is out.
On this DVD. Movie,
okay, we've been waiting how long for this? When did you shoot this movie?
We shot that movie, Tom, I want to say like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it
a
was...
A year and a half ago. So
it was released in April.
Very limited.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And now we're able to see it on DVD, right?
Now we can see it on DVD, video on demand. It is in the Walmart and Target. It is on Netflix September 1st. So we're asking everybody to please support this movie because it's one of them ones that we truly
I tried
believe.
To download it. Yeah, I tried to download it this morning on iTunes.
Thank you, baby. Because we believe it's one of those movies that's going to really make a difference and help our babies truly be okay to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of them ones we're asking everybody to please support it.
You really are a great actress. I know this film is probably really, really, really good. And your role in Bessie Smith with Queen Latifah.
Congratulations, too, Monique, on your nomination there.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. But can I say this? Wasn't Queen Latifah Bessie Smith?
She really took on that part. She really did.
Oh, my goodness.
You were Ma Rainey, too. You were really Ma Rainey.
You were into that, man.
We had so much fun. There's one scene in the movie that we did, and when Dee Reese said cut, Queen Latifah and I had to both look at each other and say, are you okay? Because those women truly took over.
Mm.
Like they, and we knew it. And when she said cut, we both looked at each other and said, you good? Like, you okay? It was amazing.
Wow. It is.
Monique,
it's really good
Monique,
to see you.
Had you done the Queen Latifah role, would you have gone topless?
A full body.
I'm gonna tell
if the roles were reversed, would you have done that scene?
It's gonna be a secret after I say it on the show because the world gonna hear it, Tom, because you all over the world. As a little girl, when I looked in the Discovery books, you know, the nature books, and I would see the women over in Africa with their breasts out, and some of them would be totally naked. I said, my God, I want to walk down the street like that. That's so natural to me.
So there's the answer.
I want to be a part of nature. So
you
y'all asking me
it.
About a movie scene?
Nothing.
You would have done
nothing, huh?
If I could walk down the street right now and not get locked up.
Monique naked and cussing. I can see it right now. Naked and cussing. Here she come, my girl.
Congratulations on Blackbird, Monique. Yeah.
Blackbird.
Little.
Thank you, my
I'm gonna
love.
Watch it. I'm gonna watch
Jesus,
it today.
Baby.
And do it and get the real, the legal version of it.